Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, as our guide. As you know, we reject revolution, unless it's a Jesus revolution. Actually, we stand for the proper, peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth via the supreme law of the land. Welcome to the broadcast, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Couple of quick notes and tidbits from previous shows and live reality check. Joe Biden got booed in Maui. He makes it so much worse. Got the piece from the Blaze in a video there. Joe literally compared his little teeny kitchen fire, where he almost lost his Corvette, to these people that have lost everything. Just showing how irrelevant, out of touch. I mean, the poor old gentleman is a sad disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to be offensive. I'm just saying, to let him go out there, he looks derelict. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what's going on. He's talking about the past like an old man. I mean, it is absolutely shockingly offensive. I'm not trying to pick sides. It isn't about Republicans and Democrats. It is about the truth shall set us free. So there's the little diss on Biden, but I do it not to diss on Biden. I'm just saying, can we really let the commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world, be that irrelevant to the people in front of the whole world to see? Folks, it is a national security issue when you have that kind of a deal going on. Donald Trump, sadly, not far behind. Donald Trump promised he was going to release real hardcore evidence of election fraud. He promised it. And then he canceled it. Shame on the Donald. He was going to unveil evidence of serious election integrity problems, but he said his lawyers would prefer to put irrefutable evidence in legal filings. Well, Donald, I hate to tell you this, but you've been at these legal filings in court for years, and it ain't done you any good, except for anybody that tries to help you with that gets in trouble. Look at Sidney Powell. She had to defend herself at big expense for years to get out of the dishonest attacks on her. We never get, they say no standing. That's what they told Texas. That's what they've been saying forever, because they can't deal with the real issues. Your best bet, ladies and gentlemen, is to get the American people and the media to start to see facts and be forced to report on it. That's your only hope. You go behind the scenes and pretend that you're going to solve this by going to attorneys that want you to hush hush and they're going to get fixed in court. Good luck with that, sir. How well has it served you so far, as you have to report the day after the debates, what, to get your mug shot and your fingerprints and everything else because of the courts that aren't doing you justice, that are putting a gag on you and everybody else everywhere? I'm telling you right now, you got to find ways for people to speak out and lay out the evidence to the American people. And in the court of public opinion, you can change minds, win hearts, and influence people. And at some point, accountability will only be created by our greater numbers, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Donald Trump says he's going to skip the debate, in fact, all the debates, in favor of an interview with Tucker Carlson. That ought to be a blockbuster. It airs tonight. Who is Vivek Ramaswamy, you might ask? Well, I find him quite an interesting character. And he's a nobody, really. I mean, he's a billionaire. Other than that, he's a nobody. No, he's a businessman. He's a first-generation American. His parents are Indian, but he's been taking the world by storm, and he's literally got almost center spot. Him and Ron DeSantis are center in the stage tonight in the debates. He grew up in the Cincinnati area, and he says if you're going to stand out, you might as well be outstanding. That's what advice he got from his father. Vivek is an American entrepreneur. They call him a political and cultural thought leader. He's a New York Times best-selling author of Woke Inc. and a whole lot more. Ramaswamy has been a prominent and an outspoken critic of ESG, which is good. Tucker Carlson interviewed Vivek Ramaswamy, and Vivek told Tucker that the FBI and the CIA lied about 9/11. Oh, boy. Good for him. Vivek Ramaswamy asked point blank if Joe Biden was a duly elected president. He wisely answered and said, "We have election problems." Truth, there's only one, says Vivek. Not yours, not mine, just pure truth. In today's bureaucratic political climate where spin is all the administrative state knows how to do, we stand by cold, hard facts. That's interesting. Vivek Ramaswamy says the following statements that I find fascinating. God is real. There are two genders. Human flourishing requires fossil fuels. Reverse racism is racism. An open border is no border. Parents determine the education of their children. The nuclear family is the greatest form of governance known to mankind. Capitalism lifts people up from poverty. There are three branches of government, not four. The U.S. Constitution is the strongest guarantor of freedoms in history. Yeah, America was founded on these truths that we find sacred and undeniable. Without these truths, listen up, without these truths, our standing as a nation would mean nothing, he says. Now, he wants to shut down that administrative bureaucracy. He wants to shut down the deep state, and he promises he will reduce the government employee headcount over 75%. It's a bold plan. Can he get it done? Only time will tell, but I promise you this. Like him or dislike him, trust him or distrust him, believe he's for real or not, believe he has a real chance or not, the fact is he sits center in the debate tonight, and I promise you he will bring up issues that others won't touch with a 10-foot pole. With that, Lance Migliaccio with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir, and your quick thoughts on Vivek, center stage in the debate tonight.
You know, Sam, first of all, thanks for having us back on. We love your listeners. We love doing the show with you. George and I talk about it constantly, how much we enjoy doing it. So first off, thanks very much for having us back. Look, Vivek, you know, and I got to tell you, I don't, maybe I'm off base, but he almost seems too perfect and too polished. That's you know, it right. Just seems like he has all the answers for what many of us, many of the conservatives, at least the conservatives that believe in the Constitution like you, myself, and George do. He seems to have the answers we all want to hear. He did volunteer the other day that he would be willing to take a position as a vice president. He said it wasn't about his ego being connected to being the leader of the free world. You know, he didn't feel like that was a priority, but does it almost seem like his answers are too perfect to you?
Yes, it does. He's an attorney, ladies and gentlemen. He's wicked smart, that's for sure. His answers seem too perfect, number one. And number two, remember, he's a first-generation American. Now, I don't mean to hold that against him, but when you have parents that are immigrants and they get here and you're first generation, the parents, I don't think, came here super rich, per se. But then all of a sudden, hey, you're a billionaire. And you're a businessman, and you have credentials up the wazoo, and you're an attorney, and somehow magically you're, boom, you're on the national stage, and now you're center stage in the debate. I'm not telling you that the things he's saying are wrong. There's a lot of good to what he's saying, but I'm telling you, how does a guy like that get there? It reminds me of Barack Obama. You come out of nowhere.
Boom.
Now you're like the God figure? What is happening around here, George?
I'm going to keep it real on Vivek. He's telling us everything that we want to hear. You know, it's just, like Lance said, he seems to have all the right answers. There was a video of him with a discussion with I believe it was a liberal, and it seemed like it was so scripted and made out just, and it kind of blew up. Everybody was, even the liberal news outlets were, you know, putting it up and saying it, but it just seemed so scripted. I don't know what his angle is, but when somebody tells everything that you want to hear, he's just trying to bide his time and get in, and then who knows what he's going to do. I don't really trust him. I don't know, you know, we don't know enough about him. But listen, there's only one Trump. People need to stop trying to be like Trump and be their own candidates in that sense. I mean,
now he is favorable DeSantis to Donald Trump and kind to Donald Trump, which is a positive. Again, he's saying all the right things. But, man, how do you go from we don't even know who you are, we've never even heard your name?
You know,
you're an Indian immigrant, first-generation American. Now, I'm not downing that. I'm not downing, okay, but I'm saying how do you become a billionaire and instantly hit the national stage and everybody you spar with, you literally slaughter? It almost seems, okay, nothing happens by accident in politics, and I'm telling you this is one of them.
And Sam, I'm over here choking because I think you just nailed it. I mean, it's the elephant in the room, right? This is identical to what was outed about Obama, Operation Renegade. You know, that former FBI agent that told the story about this created individual that had come up through the ranks, appeared to have direct ties to the Middle Eastern community, and was created to fulfill the position, right? He was the perfect storm at the time for America. And I'm nervous. My problem is once bitten, twice shy. I'm like Pavlov's dog. I'm salivating.
Russians just failed landing on the moon. But India, oh, wow, they just landed on the moon at the same time he was on the debate tonight. Yeah. Ain't that cool? Hey, man. Hey, can you skip the break for me? I'm just telling you, this is amazing. I don't mean to down you. I don't have any real criticism that I can point to. But I'm telling you, this isn't by accident, and there's got to be more that meets the eye here. I'm not telling you that I know, so don't go off and think that I think I know things I don't. I'm just telling you, I look on the internet. Everything is squeaky clean about the guy. He's a rock star, and in every debate, he wins. He's friends with Tucker. He's friends with everybody. Every liberal goon that tries to go up against him gets slaughtered. He literally just mops the floor with him. But it just seems like nothing takes him off his game, and I don't know that that's possible. Even if you're very knowledgeable about the subject, when people bring things up, they usually cut you off if you're right and you're spot on. They let Vivek rock and roll. They get
frustrated,
but they let him go every time. How come they don't do that to any of us, George?
Sam, you brought up a point. So you look at Vivek. He's a billionaire, right? So he has a lot of money. Money can buy influence. Yes, money can buy power. It can buy
Yeah, but it doesn't
data.
Buy you the ability to ramble on and tell your story when you're slaughtering Hold the up. Host and they still let you go.
Well, it might because if you have enough, if you pay enough people to do research and see what people want, what they're hoping for, and you take that and you put it in your arsenal, so when those questions come, you can answer those questions according to what all the people want to hear. I'm saying on the conservative side because he's running as a conservative. You could, you know, preparation is key, right? And he's got money, so he has the ability to do it. That's why he's got all that.
But usually we're going to take a break, George, and we're gone, right? How come they're not doing that to him? They do that to everyone else, with money or not.
Yeah. You know, that's the $5 million question, right? And I agree with you, Sam.
Anyway, I don't mean to criticize him because I don't have any reason to. I'm just telling you, if it sounds too good to be true, you don't follow that reality check. It is. Secondarily, with money or not, how come we knew nothing about this guy? Where has he served in office before? Where does he get his constitutional chops and experience and knowledge? Okay, I don't want a guy, even if he is perfect, to jump on the national stage and lead the train when we know nothing about him. What do we know about Vivek? We know he's a billionaire businessman, first generation American, Indian descent, so he's not, I don't know if you want to call him white or how do you call somebody white? I don't care about that. I'm just making a point that all the things are in his favor. He's the ultimate perfect polished conservative. And is that really possible without an agenda, folks? Okay, look, you can't catch lightning in a bottle. He's done it. I'm just saying.
Listen, he turned down Trump to be on his team. So you have to look at
why wouldn't he be on Trump's team and get some exposure and plan for 2028, 2032?
Get experience.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, but hey, I don't really need Trump. I can be president. Now, he may or may not be, but he ends up center stage in the debate, too, with all these other seasoned politicians. Now, I'm not saying a seasoned politician matters. In fact, to me, that's a negative. But how do you trump all of them, pardon the pun, not have Trump there and you're center in the debates, you and Rick, and Rick is second and you're third, and, well, you're going to eclipse Rick, and now Rick's whole arsenal is to attack Vivek? All that means is you know when two people decide to go head-to-head, they're doing it because it elevates both of them. Okay?
Sam,
you watch
you know
Alex Jones and Ted Nugent do this. Or not Ted Nugent. Alex Jones and Glenn Beck do this. You watch, and I compare people across the country where they do this. Okay, Selena Gomez and whoever else or whatever. They always do this because it lifts both of them. They don't care who's right, who's wrong, who's what. Hey, just keep telling my name. See, Sam and Lance had a big old fight, and Sam and Lance are going to just keep saying Sam and Lance there, buddy. We'll go out to dinner tonight and celebrate, right? It's insane, people.
Sam, he's Vajek, he's what, 38 years old? I think he's the youngest in the
right.
field.
Youngest by far.
So his personality is what I think draws people in. Because if you look at the other candidates towards his personality, he actually, you know, he brightens up. He can brighten up the room. Just like
George, are you saying Ron DeSantis has no personality?
Yes.
He's got a personality like a brick, Lance. I mean, come on. You know what's unusual, Sam? And I have nothing against Indians. He's not the only Indian candidate, too, right? We have what, Nikki Haley? You have our installed
vice
president.
They've got the greatest population in the world, and they're immigrants, and they deserve special treatment, and they're rock stars, and they just landed on the moon, don't you know?
Yeah, they also have
India,
one of the
India
biggest.
India is now a space superpower. They're a space superpower overnight, right in the middle of this. Sam, I think that was a great tie-in and a great pickup on your part, because I agree with you. When I didn't even know India had a space program.
Has nothing to do with it. I know, but now they're really leading the pack. I mean, they just took on Russia. Russia failed. They succeeded, buddy. Vivek runs for the White House. Come on.
Hey, Sam,
I'm just telling you, the timing cannot be lost on us if we're smart.
Did they really land on the moon? Listen, did they really land on the moon, or we had another fake landing like the U.S.?
That's a whole other topic, but I'm not confident in any of that. Although I do believe they might be able to make a craft with no humans in it land on the moon. That might be
but
possible.
But listen,
it might
all right,
be
you have to take
deal
this
with radiation or whatever.
Take this into perspective. Yeah. In India, they have the biggest scam calling centers in the world.
Yeah.
That constantly call people and scam them out of money. So they're intuitive. They got,
they're innovative.
They can high-tech scam with the best of them, that's for sure.
Right.
Anyway, enough of this talk, but I'm telling you, the debates tonight, it's going to be interesting to watch, if nothing else, to see how Vivek handles the stage. And I promise you, write this down, Sam told you first, coming out of this debate, Vivek will look like a rock star and everybody else will pale in comparison. Oh, everybody else might get a dig in here or there. People are human.
I agree.
But I'm telling you, at the end of the day, Vivek is going to look like the pretty man on top. You watch.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be in the bottom?
Trump not being in the debate helps that cause even further, whether he intends it or not.
Yeah. Trump doesn't need to go to debates. He's going to crush them. Yeah, I mean, Trump doesn't because let's face it, he's leading in the polls by such massive numbers. But I do believe that you have nailed who is going to control the debate tonight. I think most of those other people on stage are in over their head, whether intentional by design. But you look at where they sit in the field, and honestly, people calling for, that Ron DeSantis, I think he's going to get crushed. He just is not a great public speaker. He hasn't done well at all. And I honestly, I don't like Ron DeSantis' background. I think the Knights of Malta connection and some of the other things that we know about make me completely uneasy.
Well, and so I don't really know everything that's going to happen, but I will tell you this. You want to watch the debate, if nothing else, to see how they treat Vivek. And I promise you, too, the Fox people will try to get in a debate with Ramaswamy. They'll try to shut him down like they do everybody else. But here's what will happen. He will school them, and it will come out at the end. Not only did Vivek school the candidates, he schooled the moderators. You watch. I'm telling you, you can see it. I've watched speech after speech after speech, debate after debate after debate after debate. Every time they give Vivek the center stage, and he handles it all. And I don't believe it's because – I'm not saying he's not smart or that he doesn't know he's done a bunch of preparation. There's no question about it. But he is designed and prepared for this time and this spot right now. I promise you that.
You think Fox News is going to give Ron DeSantis softball questions and take it easy on him now? Is that what you're saying, Sam?
I'm saying that they will make it about the attacks will be against Vivek. He will school and handle them all. But what it will do is it'll take all the hardness out of DeSantis, meaning that he won't be under attack like he would be normally either.
Right, and to favor DeSantis, of course. That's what Fox News is going to do, without a doubt. But I don't think too many people are going to be watching it, though, because Trump is, this is another ultimate troll move by Trump, I say, because they're airing an interview with Tucker Carlson at the same time. Did you see the troll move, Sam, when Trump flew his plane in Iowa over DeSantis when DeSantis was talking? Just, did you hear that?
It is just too much. So we're going to see this next political skirmish is something to watch and behold. But what we really got to do is we've got to help the American people understand how and where the election fraud is taking place. The FBI at the center of election fraud by spiking all the Joe Biden Hunter stories and promoting false narratives against Donald Trump is one of the biggest election fraud manipulations. But there's more. Thus, our guest, Lance.
Yes. I mean, look, everybody's got, this is the elephant in the room, right? There's been so much evidence, and you've got groups like EAC discounting this evidence with these paid for reports. Today's guest really ties that together. And one of the big parts about today's guest that really triggered me to want to get this over to Liberty Roundtable and you, Sam, was the fact that this question of how this was done, there's a lot of information. Michael Ray Corey is an investigative journalist. He's a co-founder of PLVSVLTRA.org. So he's been a public intelligence agent and government watchdog. That site curates and reports on open source intelligence, and he has been digging like nobody's business. And he has finally made the tie-in with all the information that leads us on our 911 network, Ericsson, who has connections to ISIS, and this FirstNet, which is now connected the air gap. You know, one of the big claims about the election integrity is how are they tracking? Everything's air gap. They're not on the internet. They're not this, they're not that. Well, that in fact is not true. And Michael is the, I would call the quintessential.
Well, it depends on how you define the internet now. If, since Al Gore developed it, it all kind of depends on kind of how you, you know, determine.
Yeah,
what the internet
that's
really
right.
Is there, like,
the inventor of the internet, Al Gore. You know,
it's, okay, look, Michael is, in my opinion, American hero. He's an investigative journalist. And in May of 2022, Michael published the Ericsson Report. Okay, it's a matter of national security, and I want to really hammer that home here, folks. Don't discount what he has to say. This is a national security issue. Now, Michael cut his teeth in the mortgage industry, which I find fascinating because I was a mortgage broker for a long time as well. And the scandals in 08 and around that era really kind of let you know they can literally control and manipulate anything they want to. Big money can be put here or there or everywhere at a moment's notice. And it's getting worse by the second, not better. Now, this Ericsson report really explains what's going on here. It talks about what is FirstNet, which we'll get into after the break here. And I don't mean to just talk to the break and waste time, but I'm setting this up, though. What is FirstNet? You got to ask yourself that. You also got to understand the chronic anthem of, quote, the election machines are not connected to the internet, is being literally debunked left and right by the cast vote records and others that are experts are just gaining knowledge. They're collecting them, they're analyzing them, and they're basically showing absolutely beyond a doubt that the election machines, well, they were connected. Whether it's to the internet or not is going to be a debate. Why? Because they've got private networks. Well, that private network is the same kind of connectivity that connects to the internet, but were there appropriate firewalls or not, etc., does it really matter? They were connected is the point. So if I tell you they weren't connected to the internet, we're not debating if they were connected or not. We're just saying they weren't connected to the internet. Sounds like a red herring to me, because now we're going to debate, well, are they connected? Yes, they are. Quick pause, our guest in seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary. The event hosted by Fox News, however, will be without the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump has opted for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Tonight's debate will be from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows is asking a federal judge to block his arrest in the Georgia election case. Lawyers for Meadows filed the request in federal court in Atlanta. They argue Meadows should not be required to surrender for booking in the state's case by Friday while he fights to have the matter moved to federal court. He was once named the best football player in college football. Now former University of Southern California Trojan running back Reggie Bush will hold a news conference this morning to announce he's suing the NCAA.
Bush went on to play in the NFL, says he's filing a defamation suit. He says it's based on the NCAA maliciously attacking his character and damaging his reputation. The suit centers around the Heisman Trophy. Bush won it in 2005, but NCAA investigators say he took cash, gifts, and his family lived rent-free. His statistics vacated by the NCAA, the trophy returned to the Heisman Trust. Bush wants the Heisman back, and that can only happen if the NCAA restores his numbers. I'm Phil Farrar.
The con artist behind the infamous Fry Festival is selling tickets to what he calls Fry Festival 2. Billy McFarland says pre-sale tickets were bought out fast. In fact, people bought the $500 tickets without knowing the location or which artists are going to perform. McFarland served 4 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to multiple wire fraud charges in 2018 in connection to the first Fry Festival. USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my healthcare? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
If we could change your name to MediShare.
That's
cool.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Table Live. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. We're here to do that today with our special guest, Michael Ray Corey of the Erickson Report. You know, a growing majority of Americans know the 2020 election was fraudulent. I mean, it's obvious more and more research gets disclosed. And there's so many analysts have been studying election integrity, and they've all concluded that there had to be a two-way connection. There had to be something going on between the local election electronics, the poll pads, the scanners, the tabulators, and a centralized data collection system that was responsible for that monitoring and manipulating of this election. Michael Ray Corey has done the research. He's connected the dots, and he is going to teach you and show you exactly how they did it. Michael, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Well, listen, what I'd like you to do, Michael, tell us about what made you go down this rabbit hole and how you started this Erickson Report research that led you all the way to where we stand now, that pretty much has connected every piece of how they did it.
Yeah, I mean, it starts really back September 11th, 2001, right? That day lives in infamy for a lot of people's lives as a marker for how much it affected all of us. But, having my background, being Lebanese and speaking Arabic, it affected me a tiny little bit more. But, that was a marker for a lot of it. But going through that, as well as working in the mortgage industry and lead portability, which allowed me to kind of understand how a signal is sent through a wire. Not as much as I understand it now, but getting those little bit of basics after watching the mortgage crash, the real estate crash of 2008, and seeing that all happen, kind of kick-started my intuition and made me look a little bit deeper into the mortgage company I was working at. Got me to eventually, blow the whistle. But Erickson, dealing with number portability and Neustar is the other company mentioned in the report specifically. That's what basically 9/11 is to give you a quick and concise.
And let's be clear about this, Michael. At 9/11 time, Republicans were in charge, and really, this all started under Republican leadership, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing about, I think a lot of people, it's a great point. This is not about Republican versus Democrat. This is about humanity versus, honestly, pure evil. Because what the report points out and what you'll start to realize and see through Donald Trump's case in Georgia is that not only was the election stolen, but this is going to open the eyes of many, leading back to September the 11th. Not what happened on that day and how it happened, but more so the technology transfer that occurred on that day, which involves the same two companies, Neustar and Erickson. So it is very important, and it is going to be imperative that the entire country understand these two specific corporations and companies and understand what they do a tiny bit better.
All right, I want to nuance this a little bit here. I'm an IT guy for a living, so I'm not telling you I know everything, but I can help people kind of put things on the kitchen table a little bit. When we say that these devices are all connected to the internet and the mainstream runs around and says, no, they're not connected to the internet, that in a way is half true. They're connected without a doubt to the internet is now debatable. They're going to claim it's a private network, and so therefore they're not connected to the internet. Now, I believe that's a lie because it can be breached and everything else, but this nuance matters for truth, right, Michael?
Absolutely. I think it's a little... I just think our intelligence services, obviously, for the points that are clearly emphasized, on this show several times, they're not going to tell you the truth, and because it costs money. If there was incentive behind, the lie, and instead of telling the lie, they told you the truth, and let's say you incentivize that truth, maybe by making it more cognizantly beneficial and made it great to tell the truth again, then you'd see a totally different truth come out about whether or not these systems can be connected or not.
Let me tell you the way they can be connected. They debate whether they were connected to the internet all day long, but when you ask them if there was a modem in these machines, every one of them admit blatantly yes. And my question is, if they're not connected, why? What a modem does is connect people. So,
yes,
how
sir.
Dumb am I, Michael?
No, you're actually you're right over that, right over the target on that. And here's the thing. On the day before the U.S. election, 2020, you had Neustar purchasing the security services, which is the signature piece. So when you go onto a website, it's that little lock that's at the top of the left corner of the browser. It's what secures and ensures that you can trust you're on your bank's website or you're on whatever website you're on, right? It's very important. So you have Neustar purchasing VeriSign security services, and then on the same exact day, you have Erickson purchasing Cradlepoint modems and routers, which is what all of the voter registration in the Eric voter database is actually on. So it's a major piece that a lot of people didn't even catch whatsoever, because to be honest with you, before looking into this further and turning over a lot of information to John Durham and his team and his son, John Durham Jr., I had never really even known that much about Erickson myself from seeing them, at least when I was, traveling to Lebanon and such.
Well, I know Erickson because they're an old cell phone maker. You don't hear about them much now, but they used to be big time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, that's the thing. I didn't know how big of a company they were. Again, until I started doing this research, you find out about the Wallenberg family, who owns Erickson, and the company that owns Erickson as well, again, a company has admitted to funding, bribing, and sponsoring ISIS for a period of 17-plus years and killing our soldiers. They're being sued civilly by 286 Gold Star service members, family of the Gold Star service members, and then another 868 total Americans suing civilly Ericsson for their wrongful death. And what that means is that Ericsson gave their data away to the enemy, to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It sounds insane, but it's actually a full civil case filed under the Anti-Terrorism Claims Act, which Donald Trump sneakily put through, on October 3rd, 2018. So lots of
Donald
really
Trump, Donald
details.
Trump directly pointed to politicians, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, as the folks that literally created ISIS. And now you kind of say, okay, is there a link there, Michael?
Yes, there is. a clearly established link and a definitive one. If you remember back when Obama labeled the JV team, he was mentioning Al-Qaeda and saying they weren't quite, they're not quite the JV team. They're not quite ISIS, or they're not quite the step up. They're still the junior varsity. Well, the name of JV Team LLC is actually a corporation established in September of 2000. And the three companies that make up that corporation are Ericsson, Neustar, and Melbourne IT. The three of them together is what makes up your Five Eyes, plus a couple of eyes in New Zealand and the United Kingdom version of Neustar. So it's pretty wild.
This is something that you can say, well, hey, maybe Michael doesn't know. Maybe this is all complicated high-tech subterfuge. But understand that Michael's evidence that came out in May 2022, he published the Ericsson report, a matter of national security. All of those folks want to debunk it. The problem is they can't. And so it's literally made its way not only to every major news service in the world, but it's made it to the desk of people in government who could and should do something about it. The ultimate question is, will they, Michael?
They absolutely won't, because they're all partnered with Ericsson. And again, Ericsson's already admitted to funding, bribing, and sponsoring ISIS. But when you think of this from a biblical perspective, and maybe you don't even have to go to that extent, but when you consider what Donald Trump has passed in terms of executive orders in interfering in elections, plus the additional piece that I put out this morning on my Twitter account, that Joe Biden and Biden for president actually paid $18,819.41 to Neustar Information Services Incorporated. This was on September 29th of 2020. So just before, it's almost unbelievable how obvious it is. But again, if no one will cover it, then you'll have to see what comes out in the Georgia, in Trump's Georgia case. Where did Obama send the data to be when he had them spy on Trump and tap his phones? Georgia Tech, which is the same university that Dmitry Alperovich, the CTO at the time of CrowdStrike, attended for the first degree in cybersecurity, which was never done. Georgia Tech is right across the street from AT&T, which AT&T is FirstNet. So after September 11th, FirstNet's created. It's crazy, but again, once again, you can't make this stuff up. Ericsson, through Barack Obama and Joe Biden, hand over this technology from Neustar over to Ericsson.
All right, we're throwing around a lot of terms, ladies. Let's skip the break, shall we? We just got too much to cover. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're throwing around a lot of terms, and I want to kind of put a little bit of reality to it. When we talk about cellular networks, we're talking about your cell phone in a way. But what we're really talking about is the ability to connect via cellular services to private networks. And those private networks are not the internet. Now, you can claim there can be a breach between the two, and you're right, but that's another topic. They're not the internet. Now, FirstNet is a national cellular network that has been built and dedicated to what they call safety. It was hashed in the wake of 9/11. All right? What happened is congested cell networks that you and I all use became a bottleneck for, quote, first responders in 9/11. Back in 2012, 2011. But you know what? What happened was is that, because of that problem, you never let a good crisis go to waste. Michael, so there, they created FirstNet in response to that, quote, crisis, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But again, this will shed light to what took place really on 9/11, which is that Ericsson and Neustar took over via emergency order 22 days before 9/11. You won't believe this, but Loretta Lynch was the individual who allowed this to happen. and signed off on it. And, you know, really, honestly, really gut-wrenching and shameful that this happened with our country. But again, it involves the Bush family. It involves Bush before that. If you can believe me, which I laid out pretty solid on my Twitter and on my public website, which is quantumparty.org. But the biggest piece is that this goes back to JFK. And you look back to when was 911 implemented, and it was implemented through AT&T in 67, so after JFK's assassination, if you can believe
it. Yeah, the year I was born, they implemented that sucker, ladies and gentlemen. But Congress created what they call the First Responder Network Authority under the, quote, Department of Commerce to oversee the build-out of FirstNet, all right? That's what it is. The original intent was that FirstNet would serve police, fire, other EMT services, et cetera. And the goal was to say, we got to have a system that can't be bogged down like a cell network that everybody's on. So we'll build our own internal one. However, the scope was then, as it always is in government, expanded to include all critical infrastructure and eventually elections, Lance.
Absolutely. And Jay Johnson was the one who turned it over. He dubbed all critical infrastructure a matter of national security after Trump wins. So these are all the same players. All of these very same players who had the same clearances are actually the ones who approve of this Ericsson tech transfer. So after Congress creates the First Responder Network Authority under the Department of Commerce, as you've mentioned, which is FirstNet, again, it's really derived through AT&T. Now, after this deal happens where you have Obama giving it away, also Joe Biden as vice president, what happens is you go from a domestically, with very little oversight, by the way, at this time through Neustar, and you transfer it over to Ericsson. What this ends up being is a tie back to September 11th that is undeniable and factually proven. Even more so, AT&T gives over free hands to Ericsson, and then this AT&T switch goes out when the tower falls. What's crazy is AT&T decides to switch over to Neustar. Like, wait a minute, if you were just switching out the technology, why would the same company not just take over and keep control? Well, that's the question that we'll have yet to be answered once Trump starts to lay this out through his Georgia case. So it's going to be a lot of information, but honestly, it's a lot less painful knowing that the things that we are looking at and have always looked at very curiously, such as September 11th, may have much more context to what really took place than what they were leading us to believe.
We got a lot to unpack here, but the reason I wanted to kind of put that together simply like that is because, look, it sounds complicated, and the details are the dates, the places, the people, the players, the connections. It's all very complex, ladies and gentlemen. But the simple understanding is not very complex. Look, the government felt in 9/11, hey, we can't be on the normal cell network, man. That thing was all clogged up and jacked down, and we couldn't get our emergency services done. Great excuse then. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Congress creates FirstNet. They create it. Then it gets expanded. Then Barack Obama transfers the power to third-party corporations. Now the corporations are in bed with the government. These corporations take this, make it high-tech, and continue to expand it. And then you say, well, by golly, the elections now, they're legitimate infrastructure. We got to have national security relate to this, by golly. So they put that under FirstNet. Now the machines are connected via modem. They all admit that there's modems, but they're connected. But they're not on the internet. They're on this private government / private business Ericsson AT&T partnership. It's a fascist plan called FirstNet, and it is used to literally communicate with globalists and leaders around the world, because Ericsson is a global corporation, Michael. This isn't the United States. This is the United States in bed with the world now.
Absolutely. I mean, this is Barack Obama as well as Joe Biden selling our country out. And that is not being said in uncertain terms. Joe Biden is pinned. He is 110% through only my reporting so far alone, treasonous. There is no two ways about it. And the thing that I think people struggle the most with understanding is that we have turned this report over to everyone within Congress. That the last term of Congress, I mean, I've spent the last year and 5 months of my life doing nothing but this, plus additional time putting the report together, and then my life's experience of working in mortgages and portability and all that. But the truth of the matter is, the mainstream media will never cover this. So it's incumbent on every individual listening and all of folks like you who are willing to put it out there, because the FCC is the Federal Communications Commission. They're the ones who approved of this deal. And so when you consider that fact, no corporation that is looking to make, a business and lying to us will ever allow this onto their airwaves or onto their broadcast stations. So it becomes more apparent as the days pass. But as you see, they treated Donald Trump throughout his time as president, and even now, they don't cover anything he says, right? Especially
that brings up a serious concern, though. Can Donald really be there for 4 years, know about election fraud, know about all this, but have not blown the whistle on this under his watch? I'm not so sure that's possible.
No way. No, because he blew the whistle on it in August of 2016 in a pre-campaign. He literally talks about Ericsson. He brings up all the things that they've done and all the wrongdoing that they were involved in. So no way. He knows. He absolutely knows. And I'll tell you this too. It was actually the report was turned over directly to his attorneys at Mar-a-Lago. So, and this was his word, or not his words, rather. Excuse me. Let me cover that back up. His attorneys' words were that this was the key, that everything else they'd received before was good, it was solid, but this was the key. Now, what that leads
in
me to
words,
believe is...
In other words, this is what connects the dots with facts, in irrefutable, indisputable information that cannot be denied is the point. How come Donald didn't blow the thing up while he had the chance?
I would assume it's because this allows us to take back all, not only the mainstream media, but the critical infrastructure, take back our country, probably have to reset in a lot of ways and create something anew. But, Space Force was launched shortly after Ericsson had finalized its takeover. And, it's a very deep story. But to give voice to the voiceless from 9/11, to give voice to those soldiers who died overseas at the hands of Ericsson and Neustar, I'm telling you, I know that it's been a lot of pain for people in this country. I know that it's been very painful to sit idly by and kind of watch the media destroy your country and destroy everything you believe in and have faith in. But I promise you, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it is not an oncoming train. It is Space Force. It is free and fair elections, and it is a renewed republic to restore our republic back to the way that it was. You've got to take these steps, and sometimes the greatest things are birth and great pain. And so I would just say, have faith and read this report, share it, and understand the information. Because if you understand how a signal is derived and how it is sent from one end to the other, then you understand you can never be duped again. It doesn't matter. And to give you a heads up, who owns Ericsson? BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Investor AB. You could. It's almost biblical, to tell you the truth, Sam.
Sam, I'm going to share something. So the question is, why didn't Trump, bring this up and say anything? You got to remember, those 4 years, he was immersed with the Russia hoax. So if that would have just been put on a back burner, if it would have brought up, they would say, oh, you're using that to get out of the Russia thing. It would have been no win situation. So what we've heard recently is people needed to see this firsthand to know what's going on in order to believe it. And, that's what's going on. I agree with Michael. Things are going to come to light, but you have to think, the government's been trying to hide this for so many years. Now, all of a sudden, now it's going to be coming to court and it's going to be shown in court. Was this all a plan to have this done this way? You have to think about it. It's a lot of questions.
Yes.
A lot of different theories. Right, Mike? I mean,
great point, George. A great 100% great point. I want to add this one additional perspective. Who was it that was in charge of Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in 2013 when they actually started, quote unquote, to investigate Ericsson, which they weren't really doing? They were doing it as a cover-up measure, which is what they always do within the SEC, the IRS, and so on and so forth. 2009, under Joe Biden and Obama, they had known, the SEC had written to Ericsson and said, we're aware of you doing business with state sponsors of terrorism. You need to file this and show that that's what you're doing. Well, they ignored that. So not only did Joe Biden's SEC know about this, and you can see it through the Erickson report, but in addition to that, what you find out is that Joe Biden actually went into business with Erickson about 2 to 3 months after being elected, quote unquote, president, right? And so that's where he sits right now. But great point by George, because who headed up the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act? Andrew Weissman. So Andrew Weissman was the same person put in charge of the Russiagate Mueller probe. So Trump was blocked via the Mueller probe, but it was really to cover up for the Erickson deal. The whole Uranium One scandal was a cover up of Erickson, which I also reveal on my Twitter. But it's really unbelievable how much all this goes back. Who paid Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton to their Clinton campaign and others $750,000 for the largest they'd ever received? Erickson. What day did they pay them on? November 11, 2011. That's Veterans Day. So this is honestly something the likes of which I don't think anyone would ever be able to really truly understand the depths of the evil that these people are all interconnected through and to. And again, it all connects back to our elections, our critical infrastructure, and our country being sold out.
Lance, this is hard to even fathom. Mm. The truth is stranger than fiction, sir.
You know, I find the corruption and what they've done to our, you know, guaranteed free and fair election system. I mean, this is an incestuous collaboration of our intelligence agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, the Election Assistance Commission. You've got leftists, globalists funding it, foreign companies, and these private partnerships that have been created. And they all allow for real-time monitoring of election data, you know, and in that, the ability to change the results. You know, and this private partnership thing, I believe, was early identified by Hillary Clinton. And I know Michael knows quite a bit about this. And she was doing this with Rodney Jaffe. That private partnership, you know, national security envelope, you know, keeps them outside of the FOIA investigative tools that normally we could use to find these out, right? And they've obstructed investigations into AT&T. They've obstructed investigations. When you look at that AT&T facility that was destroyed, that's interconnected. Michael, explain that private partnership, how Rodney Jaffe, and I know he has 30 or 40 entities, some of them that Hillary Clinton's involved with. I'm sorry, what?
I was just going to bring that up about Jaffe. I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, so with Jaffe, you have Northstar, right? Northstar. Then he created Ultra DNS Corp. It's a cloud-based company, which Northstar bought in 2006 for $62 million.
Hold on. We'll wait until next hour to get into Ultra DNS because that's a whole nother, again, it's a high-tech topic. But we're going to put it on the kitchen table in a way that's meaningful, ladies and gentlemen. But understand this. The point is that Hillary Clinton has been involved to her eyeballs. So has Barack Obama. Donald Trump called this out. Why he doesn't take the next level and prosecute and lock her up. But some of these things is beyond me at this point. I hear a lot of reasons why. To me personally, they don't seem to hold water. At some point, you cannot wait or they will get you too. And so that's a little bit of the concern here is that these people have too much power, too much ability to control the narrative. And so at some point, you know, you can say, well, you know, I don't want to bring this up because they'll think or say this. Yes, they will. They have so much control. But the longer you wait, the more control they have. All right, write that down. I told you it first. The longer you wait, the more control they have, folks. All right, so hour one in the can, hour two coming up. It is Lance Migliaccio, George Ballantyne, yours truly, and our special guest for 2 hours. You've only heard 1 hour of it, setting the stage. Details come up with Michael Khoury with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about FirstNet and how it controls elections. But it does a whole lot more than that via these global corporations in bed with governments around the world. Their goal is to destroy all governments and on the ashes, create their own global tyranny. God save the Republic of the United States of America.